Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, with us. Tom, if you were trying to teach someone who didn't know anything about hockey what this game was all about, and you showed them statistics of this one, I don't think they'd understand how you won this game. Statistics don't mean much. It's going out and putting the puck in the net.
Well, and we had a lead. We were in the box a lot. I mean, and we played, and we were in the box a lot. We lost guys, and we played the hell out of about five or six guys, and you know they were dog tired because they had to kill penalties, and they're on the power. It was just hard. I mean, Owen Sillinger and Ethan Somoza, you know, Alex Iarullo, Brendan Harris, those guys. I don't know. I'll be curious to see when we look at how many minutes they ate up tonight, but. And there was a lot of stress on those guys. We went three lines. We played our fourth line twice in the first period. I think I might have played one of them once after that. So, I mean, there's just a lot of things that go into it that you guys may not even realize, too. You know? So.
Yeah, the second period kind of evened it out. Obviously, we were able to get a couple of goals. That was probably the one with the least amount of penalties that you could get some flow going.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to look. It was an odd game, fellas.
You had to have brought it up throughout the week about how good their power play was, and yet you're in the box for 7 minutes there in the first period. As a coach, how nervous were you?
Well, I wasn't happy because I just don't like some of our penalties. But we're, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes you have to kill some penalties, but our guys killed like champs. I mean, we really killed well. We were really good up ice. I was really proud of the guys up ice, and we made it difficult for those guys to possess the puck.
Well, in the third period, I thought you guys did a heck of a job of just really keeping Mankato to the perimeter. Now, they might have 36 shots, but I didn't see too many high-quality scoring opportunities, particularly in the third period.
No.
Most of their perimeter trying to get it through y'all.
Well, it was a different – we had a two-goal lead, and it's not like we want to play the way we did. It's just – it just happens that way. The coach isn't saying play this way, but you want to manage the puck. You want to stay above the puck. You want to make sure, again, your numbers are back a little bit. You just have to stay above the puck. And so when you're going to what's going to, you know, inadvertently happen is that they're going to have some possession, but they're not going to have a lot of possession in the zone. They're going to have to dump it. And then when they dump it, obviously, again, how quick can we get first touch? And then can we break the puck out from there? So it's just one of those cat and mouse type deals.
You score less than a minute and a half into the game. And again, it just flips the tenor of the game completely on its heels.
Yeah, well, it's nice scoring first against this team. They're such a good hockey team.
What are you going to do the rest of the weekend, Tom? Yeah. This one-game deal is kind of strange.
It's weird, but I'm going to watch some flow hockey tonight. I'm going to watch some flow hockey tomorrow, I can tell you that.
Enjoy the rest of it. We'll see you next week in Ferris.
All right, guys, thanks.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Beavers win it 4-1.